All right, we've got a splendid week. So much has happened coming across the desk. What? No, I spent a whole bunch of time rewriting stuff that nobody notices. You know, the best engineers are the ones that you don't know are working. Now, this week, I got back into my regular pattern of studying Chinese and working on artwork and practicing bagpipes, and it was delightful. I got, well, you know, the software curriculum thing I was working on, I don't know, can men understand what it's like being pregnant when you've got this massive work to go through? It's like women give birth to babies and men give birth to projects. No, nothing could possibly be as painful and as intense as giving birth to a human. But golly, I don't know how women do it. You get a project and you've got, if you're working, if you are seriously working and doing and making stuff happen in your life, then you will identify with other people that do. But if you've just got money and status and you just kind of float above the clouds, waking up late, not doing much all day long, wondering what your purpose in life is, you're not doing enough. If you don't have enemies, if you don't have people flocking to you all the time, either to get your picture or to attack you, then you're not in the game. You're not doing enough. And this podcast that I run is for people that are doing stuff. It's not intended for the faint of heart who hide behind money or status or comfort. George, I'm not intending to insult new audience members. I'm encouraging the ones that have been here. I tell you what, I'm honored and I'm thrilled to be able to get on this microphone and talk with you every week because, I feel that I identify with you and I don't even know who you are. I don't hear from people, which is fine. But I don't get feedback and email and people telling me what they think. I just continue to do what I think is just important to me that week. I talk about what's been going on. So this week across my desk, all I've gotten done with my desk is done routine regular improvement. Now PacificDailyTimes.com is starting to undergo some changes. I spent a lot of time. See, what was it? Some software developers updated their product, their program. Sometimes I'll call a program a product. It's what software developers make. Their product is software. So they updated their product. And so that messed up some things on the back end. Now try to follow this. I had kind of done a strange, somewhat, can I say, bad job? It was good coding, but the planning wasn't what I think is best. Workflow. I was basically making an original of a record. Like I would download a feed from myself, and then I'd make an original. To keep a record of what I did that week. And then I would make a copy. And then I would manage changes in the copy and in the original. I would manage both of them. Well, that's just silly. Instead of making an original and then making a copy and managing both, I should have just managed the original and then always made a copy. Does that make any sense? It's like I was writing out the paper twice longhand, and I should have just written one paper and then made a photocopy of it. So I changed everything and reworked everything this past week so that I just have one thing to manage and then, boom, automatically make a copy of it, which is just, it's more stable. It's more streamlined. You know, Scotty said it in Star Trek 3. The more they overtake the plumbing, the easier it is to stop up the drain. Okay, so, you have to do fake Scottish accent when you're doing Scotty. That accent was totally fake. You can't do a real Scottish accent. It just wouldn't work. So you got all these other somewhat genuine Scottish accents with the people in Star Trek. And that couldn't have possibly been Scotty. So you've got, we need to be simple. If you want your house to be strong, probably simple is better. The more complicated you make things, the more likely something is to break. So I consider bones in your body, you know, hands and feet. What is it, 200 bones in your foot? You know, and you got a shin, which is just one bone. Or is it two? Don't tell any, when I apply to medical school 400 years from now, George, don't tell anyone that I didn't know how many bones are in your shin. Now, I thought it was one. It's probably two. It's the 21st of the month, and I'm always wrong about something on the 21st of the month. Okay, so last week in Feature Friday, I had a very interesting story about something that happened in Taiwan. This Feature Friday, I'm going to follow up on it because there was a grand reversal to this story. Oh, it was fun and got juicy. Right now, I'm in moving week, and I'm going from one. I don't even know what apartment I'm going to be in. Funny, this is a great story. See, my life, I follow God. I people talk about theory of whether God is real, and they argue about theories. For me, it's my life. God told me several weeks ago that I was not going to know what apartment I was moving into until the Monday 1 week before I moved. Well, that's today. And I've been talking to friends and they've been looking for apartments and I kept telling them, we're not going to know which one till Monday. You know, we can look, but we're not going to, it might not be available till Monday. We're not going to know until Monday. And all of a sudden, my friends have time. He has his day off. We're going to go around and look around Taiwan. I don't know the underground of apartments in Taiwan. The Taiwanese do. It's good to have a friend to guide me through that. Otherwise, I got to look at some other, go through, you know, some other front door. Sometimes it's best to know the underground. So, I'm going to finish the podcast for this week, and we're going to go out apartment shopping. Now, well, how did I know that he was going to have his day off and that we were going to decide today? God told me, and here it's happening. I set my schedule by it. In fact, I did all of my writing work yesterday, knowing that God was going to bring me apartments today, and I would need time in order to go deal with them. So, you know, people theorize about whether God is real. I don't mean to be rude or condescending, but God is not a theory for me. He's my reality. And if you want to know how to listen to what God says, you got to start with the letter that he wrote to us. There are 66 books in the Bible, and he's not going to tell you anything twice. So we got to know what he said there, and then you'll know how to listen to him the rest of the time. That's one of the first things that Joshua, meditate on this book day and night. You want to know how to hear God's voice? People say, a lot of preachers say, you want a word from God? I've got thousands of them for you right here, and they hold up the Bible. So I'm in the middle of this crazy week as planned, and it's been a wild time in Taiwan. The government, American government, governments in Europe, Taiwan, other countries, a lot of political stuff is in orbit. There's a political typhoon, I guess we should say. We're talking about Taiwan in the Pacific. It's not a hurricane, it's a typhoon. So there's a political typhoon orbiting Taiwan these days. Everything's going nuts and crazy, and we're going to have some interesting Taiwan specials this week to talk about. I'll tell you, one of the things that happened this week, I made a new friend over the weekend, and I'm not one for name dropping. I'm not one for trying to get famous because I'm friends with someone that's famous. I'm not for that. When I've got a friend that's somewhat known, I just try, when I'm with that person, I just try to treat that friend like they're the family dog. You know, it's so wonderful to be ignored and be treated like a human being when everybody on the street wants to get a picture with you. So by ignoring people and treating them like they're normal and worthy of being ignored. I've got a great, awesome new friend that came over the weekend, but that's part of the Taiwan special. Looking forward. See you tomorrow.